Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Royal Rumble's rolling around, and the word in the locker room is that everybody's gunning for Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's not going to work. Steve Austin strikes first, and that's the bottom line. You see, everybody in that damn locker room's got a pager, and everybody that's looked at their pager sees the 316, so their ass belongs to me. Steve Austin is going to do unto others before they do unto him. So set your little channels, sit your ass back. Don't touch the dial, because Steve Austin's going to raise hell as only Steve Austin can raise hell, and that's it.
All right, welcome to another episode of Turnbuckle Time Machine, Season 6, Episode 1, Episode 101, and we are officially in
1998.
98? This is
a great year. Yes. A lot of famous things happened this year. Wrestling and non-wrestling.
Yeah.
I think there was a Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan.
Correct.
Who was big in that Winter Olympics? Probably, like, it was a long time ago. I'm trying to think who was big in that. I don't know. Probably a skier guy?
Yeah. Maybe skier McGuy.
Oh, Skier McGuy was good.
Skier McGuy.
Oh, probably, like, those famous... Christy Yamaguchi and stuff.
Sure.
Figure skating.
Yeah.
Scott Hamilton.
Some say the turning point for the Attitude Era and turning point for figure skating, really.
Yeah.
Really put it in.
It was never the same after that.
No.
Well, wrestling was pretty good for a good 4-year span after this. So we had officially, the Attitude Era starts WrestleMania, after WrestleMania 98. So
Okay. We've
got 12 weeks until then. Although I would say it started maybe like 6 months ago or something.
I would say something. We always talk about what is the defining moment of the Attitude Era. And, I mean, we got the logo change, and it seems like everyone nowadays has a little bit of attitude, right?
Just a little
badge.
Even Lil Ovi's got attitude now.
He's got attitude.
He's got said black that. Heart, man.
Yeah.
We'll get to it, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Real black episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Progression. We're getting a little
progression. You got a little
Stone Cold look with that hat on, I feel like.
Do you?
Even though it's Patagonia.
Patagonian rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Is what I've been called before in my life. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Let's get into it, shall we? Starting the old Raw off with a little unfinished biz. Still between Ken Shamrock and the Nation of Domination. Let's recap a couple weeks ago. Ken Shamrock made D'Lo tap. Last week, Kamamu tapping. And now he's got Farouk. Does he make Farouk tap?
100%.
Hunt it. All right, we'll see.
Get in the mood,
Yeah. So we got the Nation Domination guys outside the ring. Rock's not up there, but we got D'Lo and Kyle Mustafa out there. They're trying to interfere, but the ref is he's keeping his guard up. Meanwhile, though, there is a spot where D'Lo tries to hit the chair or move the chair to the turnbuckle. Farouk ends up getting the ass end of that, and Shamrock does a belly-to-belly and gets the ankle lock submission and ends up getting Farouk to tap. And post-match now, we got The Rock and Shamrock standing in the ring, face-to-face, mano-a-mano, man-to-man, guy-to-guy, wrestler-to-wrestler, superstar-to-superstar, and Stone Cold comes out and delivers not one, but two stunners to these guys.
And what that's the bottom line. We didn't mention, because we didn't want to spoil it, but it's like a cold open to this Raw.
Sure, yeah.
Stone Cold's just walking in outside. Well, you know, we got 31 people in this, or 30 people in this Royal Rumble. Anybody in the Royal Rumble, nobody's safe today. So,
you know, they're trying to take him out. Get him out of there.
He's going to take out everybody before they can take him out.
So is that that's the reoccurring theme? Stone Cold
is what it seems like.
Much damage before the Royal Rumble in 2 weeks?
2 weeks. We got to the Royal Rumble. And he's just going to go crazy with anybody who's into Royal Rumble. So comes in, Shamrock's into Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Rock's into Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Stunners both of them. Leaves. Exit via stage left. Into the crowd, which is fine for him, but not for Lil Oe.
You can't come into the crowd.
He definitely came in through the crowd.
Yeah, we didn't see him. He could have been under the ring.
That's why they called him Patagonian Rattlesnake.
That is true, yeah. The Patagonian Rattlesnake. It's like, Patagonian... like toothfish or something is like sea bass.
That is Chilean sea bass.
Chilean sea bass. Yeah. The Patagonian.
It's phenomenal.
The
toothfish. Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this toothfish. Really they good. Changed it to that so people would right. buy it.
Yeah.
But I had it one time.
It's great.
Local restaurant here used to do it every like third Friday or something.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Yeah, it's great.
I need a Patagonian toothfish any day.
Yeah, for sure. Jim Cornette's coming out. And. He's with a couple of guys. What's going on here? What's up his sleeve?
He's got his tennis racket, so I'm thinking it's a tennis match. Pickleball hadn't been invented yet, so they're definitely not playing pickleball. It's a Wilson racket, and it's two pretty white old guys. And not that they were pretty, but they're pretty white.
Yeah.
So it's very off-brand for this episode of Raw. We had, but one of them's carrying a championship belt. Which looks familiar.
Yeah, I think we've seen that.
It's the NWA Heavyweight Championship belt. Mm-hmm. And since Jim Cornette last week gave this big rant about how all wrestling sucks, he's going to bring it back to tradition, which there's nothing more traditional than the NWA Heavyweight Championship. He says here, and I can't verify, I did see some evidence that some of this is true, but it's the oldest wrestling championship that still exists in 98. And it still exists now, actually. You can trace its lineage back, he says, to 1908. And throws out a guy's name. And then he says you can trace that even further back to 1876, to the Illinois State Championship Wrestling. Even then, even further back to 1848, Illinois State Championship Wrestling, which was champion was Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president.
Interesting.
And so, basically, if you win this, you're as good as President Lincoln.
Yeah, it makes sense. And all this is brought to you by Ancestry.com.
But really, the internet...
It's more than just
the internet can only trace it to maybe 1905. But I guess between 1905 and 1948, that was like... It was a legitimate competition. Or it wasn't staged. Then in 1948, the NWA was founded itself and became like professional wrestling, where it was predetermined.
You also couldn't fact check this back then. People were just using the internet to AOL chat Sonny.
Yeah, AOL chat Sonny and Shawn Michaels trying to type.
Yeah.
Like that.
Where's the space bar? Oh, it's right here. Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
And call collect, right? COLL.
That's who's, 1-800-COLLECT is actually sponsoring.
Right down the middle.
That's call ATT, but we don't need to get into the semantics of which payphone company was the best. We're in 2023 right now.
Don't know a payphone.
Nobody's ever used a payphone. Did you ever make a call on a payphone? Like a legitimate call?
Yeah, bro.
You did?
Yeah.
Who were you calling?
I would literally call collect, bro.
Yeah?
I would call
you charge collect. Your mom money?
Listen, bro. I had it down to a science. I had it down to a science. What you would do... is you would call, and it says, say your name after the beep. And I'd be like, Mom, you got a call I call from. Mom, pick me up at the library.
Oh, you figured it out.
Figured it out. I thought, though, because, man, you really had to hope that your mom heard that. So it was a gamble. It was a gamble.
Closest I ever got to that is like when people started getting cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone. Well, then I got one, and it was the one that you paid like by the call and minute and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so people would call me, and I wouldn't answer, but then I'd get like one of my friend's phones that had unlimited minutes, and then I'd call them.
Yeah. I remember a like lot 5 cents of times a text. It was like, you imagine? Yeah, it was crazy back then. And your phone only held like 30 messages at the time. It's crazy you'd have to delete so much. Also, there was some programs that had like the free incoming, so you would call them and in hopes that they would call you back.
Right, right.
But then if they pulled that, you're like,
you just fucking hit the beeper.
Can this be done in a 80 character text that will cost me 10 cents? That's crazy.
Yeah, and then you had the chicks with beepers, too.
And the chicks with beepers! Yes, you did. All right, so yeah, they have this title, the North American Championship, and they're actually going to pick two guys here tonight to go a little one-on-one, and winner of this match walks out the North American Champion.
Yep, and we've got a good wrestling, pure wrestling matchup, second generation guys.
We should have actually guessed who this would have been before we got into it, because that would have...
They didn't really even give us a chance.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't. I think as he was announcing this,
the most familiar music in wrestling hits.
Barry Blackjack Windham's coming out. And he's going to face, I think we've only seen him have one match so far, but the greatest wrestler known to man, Jeff Jarrett himself.
Second generation guys.
Yeah.
This is the third character we've seen from Blackjack Windham. We've seen Barry Windham. Mm-hmm. Blackjack Windham and the Stalker.
Yeah. They, I don't know, the outfits are all pretty similar.
Except for the
Give or take a little face paint, for sure, yeah. So, match is going on, and in the middle of the match, Cornette ends up taking a shot at Windham's back with that tennis racket, while Tim White is somehow explaining to the other guys something or another. Either way, Jeff Jarrett ends up getting that win, and a new North American champion, Jeff Jarrett, and he's receiving a stunner from Stone Cold. I like it.
Apparently, he's in the Royal Rumble.
Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Stone Cold's like anybody else in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Does anybody else need to use a bathroom? I'd love throwing jokes out there.
We've used that joke like 10 times on this in 101 episodes, so people get it now. Now they think it's an inside joke with them.
Sure. But it is. You know. It is. It is.
You guys rocked that Raw in 2019.
Yeah. Well, let's go backstage where we have Ken Shamrock calling out Stone Cold Steve Austin. And potentially, are we going to see a match with these two guys at the Royal Rumble? Because, I mean, Ken Shamrock has gone through the entire nation of domination.
Well, I believe The Rock already promised him a title match.
Yeah.
So I think that's happening.
That's probably going to happen.
But I do think there's a little something. I bet they have a face-off in the Royal Rumble match, Ken Shamrock and Stone Cold.
That'd be nice.
Again, they kind of like clean. They probably both clean house and then look at each other and then start going at it.
Yeah. That'll be a good moment.
Then Kurgan the Destroyer comes in and wins, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the odds on that are pretty good for Kurgan. I know you want me. I know you want me. I know that you want my love. Sonny is coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and oh my God, spank me and send me after school to that detention because she is in a
schoolgirl
outfit. And she is, yes, indeed, she is sucking on a sucker.
You think it's probably a blow pop, huh?
It's probably a soma wrapped in some sort of caramelization of sugar.
That'd be pretty wild. How many sucks do you think it would take her to get to the center of a soma pop?
But you,
literally -5 somehow.
Yeah, she just swallows it whole. Yeah. I was thinking, like, well, then you would cheat. Here's the thing. You can't cheat because if you cheat and then you, like, crunch it, then you're just eating medicine. But I guess it's...
Nobody wants to be eating medicine.
You don't.
You swallow it whole or put it in your butt.
The worst part about eating mushrooms is eating mushrooms. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. That's always the worst part.
It is.
It's all uphill. All uphill from there.
Isn't uphill bad? I never gotten that.
You got to get to a peak.
How do you peak if you're not going up? But like uphill's harder. Like it's all uphill from here. Like people say it's all downhill from there, but that should be good. Be. Like, it's a smooth ride.
Not if you're talking stocks.
That's true. That's bad.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, like, but if you think about uphill, that's a struggle.
No, I get what you're saying. It's like, oh, yeah, it's easy coasting from here.
Cool. I'm going to go faster than ever now.
Yeah. No one's riding a bike. You're like, all right, it's all uphill from here, baby.
Woo.
I'm going to walk this thing because somehow that's easier.
It is. Yeah. Somehow walking and carrying this bike is easier than just pedaling.
You ever see like homeless dudes that are just like walking their bike? Or you see the homeless dudes like out in the cities that are on wheelchairs and then they're kicking their feet to move?
Yeah, but like that's their home. That bike, that wheelchair, that's all they got.
Yeah, so ride it.
Sometimes I bet your arms get tired, your legs get tired, you're homeless.
All you got is time. Why not walk that thing? You're right. All right, and Sonny is introducing a little tag match. I know you're excited for this one. We got Sniper and Recon via the Truth Commission versus Skull and Eight Ball. But we do get the Jackal. Finally. We get the Jackal.
Don Callis the Jackal, huh?
Yeah.
So, we never covered that, did we?
No, I called you, actually.
I know, but I thought we covered it last episode.
You want to know how I got to that?
Yeah, would love to.
I was watching an old video of the Dudley Boys, and they were on ECW, and I'm pretty sure Bubba Ray Dudley. It's that one video where he's like, yeah, I got this mom and daughter in the front row. She's probably teaching her how to suck dick. Big Pop.
No.
Yeah, Big Pop. But then I was listening to who was on the announcement table on that day. And I'm like, God, this sounds like the Jackal. So I'm like, I go back to see if he ever did any announcing in ECW. And I'm like, well, I'll be damned. How did we not see this before?
Doesn't even look like him.
Though. No.
Don Callis of AEW, current AEW fame.
He like grew 10 foot.
Yeah, and shaved his head.
Yeah.
Looks more normal. Doesn't have the jewel in his forehead. Kind of like little Uzi Vert.
What if he just takes the jewel and like, oh, it's fucking obvious.
This is too cool. Yeah. It's the hippie glasses and the jewel in his forehead.
Yeah.
That was shocked. Robert called me and told me that Don Callis is the Jackal. And it somehow made no sense in all
the sense. Exactly. So, at the same time.
That's interesting. That kind of makes Kurgan the Destroyer the Kenny Omega of the 1998
Absolutely.
WWF. So, excited to see where this goes. We've got a tag match, just a lot of Jackal action on the mic.
Yeah, we're talking about anymore.
How we made him as the fans get into this violence and take over the WWF with the Truth Commission and Kurgan.
Yeah, his slogan should be "By any means necessary," but you know, it was kind of taken already. So yeah, Skull ends up hitting a sidewalk slam, and Disciples of Apples end up getting the win. Kurgan is coming out, and the rest of the Truth Commission attack DOA. And what is Kurgan's thing? He squeezes the skull, and it's called what?
Forgot what it's called. The vice grip or some shit?
Yeah, vice grip sounds nice. That would be an actually great name for it.
he just grabs his face like, like from
so he's doing that to unironically skull. And I guess he's under some sort of spell. So then the Jackal has to like, here we go again, the damn vice grips. And then he just smacks the shit out of Kurgan and he like wakes up out of this trance. This MK Ultra style trance that he comes
in. Well, he does say, the Jackal does say he is the Alpha and the Omega to...
Well, Kenny Omega.
Oh, dude, what the fuck?
I mean, it's literally just right under our noses. I wonder if everyone knows this.
Talk about
this.
Long-term storytelling, dude.
I wonder if everyone just knows this is common knowledge. Like, yeah, we have a podcast where we like unravel.
We're gonna go to the next AEW show and ask everyone, you know Don Callis is the Jackal? Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What are you, an idiot?
The Jackal? They're like, yeah, that was his moment. That's what he was famous for. It's like, you know Dwayne The Rock Johnson was also The Rock?
What? Yeah.
Can you believe it? Oh, all right, gosh. Let's get this Raw kicking off. We got Triple H, the European champion, and he's coming out accompanied with the Heartbreak Kid, with China. All of DX is here. And by the way, Hunter is still in crutches, if we remember from last week. And Hunter is calling out Louie from all that kerbopple that they've been going through. And then Owen doesn't come out, but he gets on the big Jumbotron. And he goes and says a bunch of stuff about how he has a black heart.
Black heart.
And a brown eye.
Brown eye, black heart. clear eyes. He's he's very angry. It's weird because the whole industry is evolving to this attitude, and it seems natural, and they're just having these promos that like are just themselves and saying whatever they want and being edgy, but that's like just who these people are. He is still doing this like mid-90s promo where you can tell he's forcing an angry face and trying to have attitude. But he's the lowy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said, grr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a black heart. Grr.
Grr. And it's also, he's like, I got a black heart, so I have compassion. No compassion. He's like, look at the guy. The guy's like, angrier. He's like, you know. And he just stops and makes a face for a while, like mid-promo. So it's like, compassion. Like, I mean, no compassion at all. So yeah, it was weird. It was weird. But we do get to see... I think this is our sign of the night, right?
I believe so.
What does it say?
Well, which there's two.
The one that said about China.
Yeah.
Not the drawing.
There were a few China ones. The drawing one was good. There was a really nice drawing of...
I think you know which one my favorite one is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. China is a man. Seriously.
Just seriously.
Like, I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, like, seriously. Yeah, like,
dude, here. Guys, are you guys not seeing this?
Yeah, this everybody's isn't funny anymore. Seriously.
Take the time to write seriously on the sign.
I know.
Genius. It's probably the same guy who wrote China has a sack.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
You think it's the same guy who's just traveling all around? He just comes up with these new ideas. I got to be at the next show. Or yeah, someone will steal
it. He's like, everyone saw this, but no one's like reacting to
that's
it.
That's the next documentary. It's just this guy.
The sign guy.
Just put it all out on the line for putting China signs up.
You go to his like apartment and it's just like photos with like the yarn that's taped. It's just like pictures of China's sack.
And all these like just reject ones that he had. Like China's a dude.
There's like millions of copies. It's like in The Shining where he has like all the stacks of the same thing written. There's like potato sacks up there. It's like trails from Iowa, the Sable thing, the whole conspiracy. The things we've been saying now,
this
but
whole time.
He's figured them out. The Jackal for some reason.
Yeah. Again, I think this makes sense that we've been saying Lil Owie's like, Lil Owie, and he's now Blackheart. Lil Owie in the Blackheart,
yeah. But we do get to see Lil Owie. I thought it was weird that he did a recorded promo and then just comes out next for a match with Savio Vega. Or against Savio Vega, I should say.
And the Boricuas.
They got their papers. So, yeah, match is going on, and Boricuas feeling a little bit more heelish than ever. Attacked Lil Owie almost too much with the ref not seeing. Long of the short here. Match ends. Owie gets a roll-up win.
Yeah, but then the Boricuas outnumber him because there's no more Hart Foundation to come to his rescue.
Yeah. And DX come out.
Well, DX was out the whole match.
Well, they're at the top of the ramp, and the Boricuas almost bring them to DX.
Not almost. Exactly. Carry Owen out to Triple H.
It's so
who just bitch slaps him over and over again. It's like, it's like they were in cahoots here.
So we're talking about who were the 8th, 9th, and 10th members of
the Generation X. Savio Vega, Jose Perez.
They need a little, Espanol in their group.
Yeah. You think you better?
Are you ready?
Yeah, are you ready?
You think you could tell me what to do? You think you could tell me to take my FUBU off?
Yeah.
Yeah, why they're rocking a lot of FUBU, the Boricuas.
We got our papers.
We got our papers.
Put it down.
Vamanos. It's just a mariachi playing the DX song. I like this. Let's come back to this. We might have something here. Just keep spitballing these
mariachi
ideas.
Mariachi
DX.
It's in there now. It's all out there.
But
then DX gives Savio Vega some money because this was all their deal the whole time. They paid him off.
Yeah, it was $1.29
I feel it costs about the same as it costs to propose at a Tampa Bay Rays baseball game.
Yeah.
About $3.50
Yeah. They moved up their seats too. How funny. gets a little sad here on Monday Night Raw. He gets Paul Bearer coming out, and by God, does he look fucking terrible. You think he looks bad with, like, the... I don't know if he, like, does the powdered makeup to make himself look like more like an Undertaker?
You never, like, say Paul Bearer looks good. Nobody's ever
until you see him like this.
Until you see him like this, you're like, wow, he looks rough. Like, he's been up drinking for 3 days, it looks like, and he's just, like,
walking. He's just eating those Percy Pringles.
Oh, yeah, he should have two Pringles.
Eat that on a Pringle arms. Bender. Yeah, two Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and... he's going on, he gets on the mic, calls out Undertaker for being a bastard and taking Kane away from him. And,
Kane disappeared.
Yeah, there
Kane ran away from home and hasn't been back because of the Undertaker taking the high road and not fighting him.
What is going on? If you check your papers, there's an Amber Alert for my Kane. He was seen in a 1988 hearse.
Yeah. The perfect car for Kane.
Yeah. And maybe the perfect car for you.
He calls the car the big
come on
machine.
Down to Dead Man's Automotive, where we got hearses and more hearses.
We can, should we just quit our jobs and become car used hearse dealers?
Yeah, there's a market for it.
People be dying.
Yeah, people be dying. Come on down to Dead Man Automotive. People be dying.
People be dying.
If you come look at these charts, the consistency, the economy goes up and down, but people always be dying. There's one thing that is consistent, and it's death.
Yeah. Death.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Tom Brandy. And one thing I didn't realize about Tom Brandy and Salvatore Sincere, two different alcohols.
What?
Two different alcohols. Brandy.
Yeah.
And Sincere, like the wine.
Oh, wow.
Both French, though.
Not Italian.
Not Italian.
What I realized was that this is a very progressive storyline. On one hand, it's not at all, because you have Mark Miro, who is... basically belittling his girlfriend and abusing her. And
yeah, not okay.
Not okay.
Not okay.
But you have the knight in shining armor standing up for women's rights, the Italian.
Yeah, but you know he's just trying to bang her. So it doesn't really...
Hey, I'm trying to bang you.
Yeah. Hey, quit moving.
Hey, put that sack back on.
Yeah.
Whoa, you got no potatoes in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's... It's like, oh my God, what a knight in shining armor. Close the door. I'm trying to rape her too. yeah, but I
hey, the benefit of the doubt. Room for the both of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that Sunny came out. She looks too college educated in that schoolgirl outfit. Yeah, so this Tom Brandy and Mark Merrill feud is going to continue. Outside the ring, it's a lot of getting Sable involved in this match. There's a lot of Mark Miro using her as a shield.
Then she falls down.
Salvatore picks her back up.
And he drops her.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, I'm walking here.
I love how it's just like our New York guy is the same as our Italian guy. It's the same character.
Yeah, you're right.
And the Jewish New York guy is still just the Italian guy.
Hey, I'm segwaying here. Someone better fix this sidewalk. What are my taxes going to? Yeah, it's almost the same guy, you know?
That was a little different, though. That one's good.
Yeah.
You've really grown.
You call these bagels. All right, anyways, Merrill in the ring ends up hitting a tiki.
Oh, tiki.
Have you had those TKOs? They're delicious. TKO to Tom Brandy. And a little insult to injury. Miro goes for another TKO. God damn it. Another TKO. Is he going to hit two? No, because Stone Cold comes in the ring and fucking stuns
three
him.
KO?
Three KO. Hey, what was that gay robot from Star Trek? TKO? C3 TKO. That was the gay British one, R2 right?
TKO?
R2-TKO.
Stunner. Stunner. Yes. No stunner for Tom Brandy, though. Does that mean Tom Brandy's not in the Royal Rumble?
I think he was already just on the ground. And let's talk about this after the match. Stone Cold locking eyes with Sable. What was that about?
Oh,
is this a will they, won't they?
Oh, I think they had. They will. They probably did that night, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What's stopping them?
I really wanted to see a stunner, though.
Oh, that would have been great. We're not quite there where you could start stunnering girls.
And then what if Stone Cold stuns her and then Tom Brady goes to, like, rape her, goes, hey, I didn't hit the woman.
Yeah. She's just laying me.
All right, shows backstage that Stone Cold is continuing to rape and pillage the entire locker room because we get to see a little sexual chocolate rubbing his head as he's on the ground.
Stone Cold, like, threw a table at him or something.
Yeah.
And he's in the Royal Rumble, the World's Strongest Man.
Dude, Kurgan?
World's Strongest Man. Probably, I don't know, you got to think Skull 8-Ball chains, maybe?
Yeah.
All of NOD.
Chainsaw Charlie.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But, I mean, that's a big, this is a big, a lot of big size people in this room.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty, I mean, from wrestling from now, it's like, yeah, these are going to be like some of the biggest guys, right?
Yeah.
Kane, hopefully, maybe, potentially.
If he comes back, I don't know what he's doing, man.
Yeah. Come on down the dead man's automobile. But we got a hearse for you. Okay. All right. I'm going to say that this is the highlight of all the episode. We get to finally see Flash Funk. We're no funk cats. They're still in Houston.
Oh, I thought they were North Korea. Houston, North Korea.
Yeah, and he is facing some other African-American gentleman coming out in a boombox with a giant afro. So he himself is looking funky.
Chef.
I thought this was weird because this guy's coming out with Luna.
Oh, yeah. It's Goldust, I think.
Goldust is... How do we drop this bomb on the audience here?
You know how we did last episode was our 100th episode? We did what's the most cancelable thing for 1997?
Mm-hmm.
This is already the
one
most
day
cancelable
later. One
thing
day later.
In 1998.
This would have been a Grand Slam winner for us. Goldust in full blackface.
Full blackface, afro, boombox, bell bottoms.
And a bucket of fried chicken. I mean, don't get mad at me.
Look at his finger on the way out to the ring. I'm telling you.
And then he goes up to the king. He goes, what the hell is he wearing? He goes, man, this chicken's funky.
What? Is that a thing that anybody ever said? Man, this chicken's funky. Wait, Goldust said that or the king said that?
Oh. And then King goes, I don't speak jive. But I think he means that chicken's good. I mean, what we're saying isn't as bad as what Goldust did, right? I mean, we're only saying that because of how ridiculous this entire thing
honestly,
is.
The best part was... Really, and I was really impressed.
Well, there was no best part.
No,
it was all very distasteful.
I was really impressed. So he's coming out like looking like Shaft, basically, but with an afro.
Right, yeah.
And King and JR on commentary, and King's like, oh, he looks like Shaft. JR goes, you know, Shaft's one's better. No, he goes, JR says something about Shaft, and King goes, you know, Shaft's one bad, and he goes, well, watch your mouth. And he goes, I'm talking about Shaft. And he does it perfectly like you would do it in a movie.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that is some Hall of Fame commentary right there.
This is great. This was the best part of the episode. I forget what even happens this
week. We were just all right with this episode. We love the Stone Cold stuff. And then all of a sudden...
There's times when we watch this together and it's just kind of just like, you know, we're going through the motions. And then there's stuff like this where it's just like, oh... Here comes Goldust. I wonder what he's wearing. And then that. And then there's that reaction where I have where I'm like blown away from this. Because just when you think it's getting a little, this is an okay episode, you get Goldust doing blackface, which is great. We know that there is one more blackface that we will get to see in 1998. But that just means that there's probably seven more.
Yeah, that we don't even know about yet. Yeah. So get pumped if you like blackface.
Yeah.
It's probably most of our listeners.
I know our listeners might have. They want us to talk about the blackface. I don't feel comfortable doing it. Luna ends up doing a low blow to Flash Funk when he's at the top of the turnbuckle and ends up just getting a DQ automatically. Goldust hits the curtain call after the bell, doing a little insult to injury. And that Stone Cold comes out, but the man they call Vader comes out and attacks Goldust.
They still got beef, I guess.
Yeah, that's been like a few weeks where we never even mentioned that.
Vader is standing up for against racism here.
Yeah, who would have thought that Vader would have been... Not that he wouldn't have been the guy, but I just, you know.
The man they call Vader.
Where's Nation of Domination at with this, you know?
Where's the world's strongest man, Mark Henry?
Sure.
You know?
Right. I would say, where's Flash Funk in this? But he was he got hit in the dick.
Kind of really insulting.
Yeah. In that match. What a funky match, though.
Yeah.
Let's do a tag match. Let's get this out of the way. Yeah. We got the New Age Outlaws, because, oh, you didn't know? Yo ass better call somebody. We're getting there. We're getting
emphasizing somebody.
What a pinnacle. One episode and we're getting there.
It's all clicking. It's all clicking.
They're gonna verse the Headbangers, which we haven't seen in a while. By the way, New Age Outlaws, tag team champions of the world, and Headbangers, recent tag team champions. And here's another tag team that used to be champions. The Godwins. They're gonna watch at the top of the entrance ramp, too.
It's weird. Did they even do anything?
They didn't. Yeah, but Headbangers go for the stage dive, and I thought this was a botch because he missed him, but Mr. Ass ends up getting the roll up. I do like this finish of the match here. And right after that, I guess Godwins leave, and out come Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie. Chainsaw Charlie, get that chainsaw running.
Run that chainsaw
Charlie. And he's just like, yeah. And then Chainsaw Charlie, yeah, we got blackface on Goldust, Chainsaw Charlie, yeah. Yeah, he just is running the chainsaw against the post where the turnbuckles are, and it is spraying sparks into the audience.
First degree burns.
Yes, just first degree.
Yeah. Is that the lowest or highest?
Those are low.
Higher numbers worse.
Yeah.
It was just sparks.
Third degree. That's
what's the highest degree?
That's a great question, because I imagine whatever it is, it's like whatever falling into the sun must be.
Oh man, it's the highest.
That's like four. Fourth degree. Yeah, it's gotta be fourth degree, right? Yeah, I wonder what the degrees of burns are. What did the lady that got burnt by coffee from McDonald's? What did she get?
Couple 2-3 million.
Two three degrees. She ended up getting 2-3 million. You know, a lot of that whole case got a lot of like heat because she sued somebody for the coffee was hot. Wasn't really the case at all. You know, their coffee was like way hot. Like it wasn't like she spilled coffee on herself and then sued. The coffee was like 30 degrees hotter than like.
So she touched the cup and she was like, ah, and then she spilled.
I think it spilled on her, which is, I guess, fine. But it was the degree, no pun intended, on the
degree of the burns.
Yeah. All right, guys. Sorry about that. Tripod took a shit. But what were we talking about?
I was
burns, degrees of burns.
McDonald's burns.
Love me McDonald's.
Getting gonorrhea from McDonald's.
Yeah. Is that true?
Oh, I have. But it's not from the food. It's from the staff.
That's how they call it, a staff infection.
Oh, really, he knows what I'm talking about.
It's really just
about.
Gonorrhea, yeah.
He knows also, what I'm though, talking about.
What, and maybe you could look this up, what kind of boss legal team did that lady have to go against top big dogs like McDonald's and win that case?
You want me to look it up? I can look it up. But I got to think it was top tier. So, like, you're not like, oh, I'm going to get my just public servant that I get by right of the Constitution.
Yeah, if you can't afford a lawyer, yeah. You'll be appointed one of those guys.
That one. You're not getting that one.
Whoa, what if she did?
Oh.
And that's where Clarence Mason got started.
Could be.
Objection, you're right.
You never heard of him until recently. You know?
Yeah, that was his big thing.
96, you heard of him?
Your Honor, I call Ronald Bartholomew McDonald to the stand.
Bartholomew himself?
Yeah. Mr. Ronald McDonald, how long did you go to Clown College?
A couple, two, 3 years.
Two, three years of Clown College.
A couple, two, 3 years, Your Honor.
He doesn't even ask him questions about, like, regulating the coffee temperature. Mr. McDonald, how big are your shoes?
About size 22, Your Honor.
No further questions, Your Honor. We are going to lose this case.
Nobody's ever won against someone with feet that big.
What did she win, anyways?
Couple two-tree mil. Couple two-tree mil. You know how many body tints you're getting with two-tree mil?
Quite a lot. Where's the fucking Clarence Mason action figure that we had? Dude.
Talking about that.
Two-tree mil and McDonald's had the Clarence Mason toy.
That's where you got it. I knew you didn't buy
it. Yeah, buddy. It smelled like french fries. This chicken is funky.
Let me get that chicken McNuggets, please.
No further questions, Your Honor. We are going to lose this case. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's probably where he got started. Two-tree mill, and then now he's back in the game.
Two-tree mill, back in the game.
What is he doing, though? Clarence Mason, what is he doing right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Lawyer and shit, man. Lawyer and shit.
Does he work at Don King's? Have we talked Don King yet before the camera film?
We're about to.
Don King... Where is he at in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
And he, it goes to, Don King headquarters?
Headquarters. He has his own headquarters. It's like a 10-story office building that's all shiny silver in Fort
Lauderdale. It's like four Walmarts stacked on top of each other. Yeah.
It is an impressive office building for one man to have.
It's got to be one man, right?
Yeah. If you can call him that. Who do you think got bigger shoes, though? Him or Ronald McDonald?
Who fills the shoes more, though? I don't think it's about the size. It's about who fills the shoes more.
You tell me Ronald McDonald's feet aren't that big.
No, they are. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Then it's Ronald McDonald.
With a middle name like Bartholomew, I said earlier. They gotta be huge. Yeah, so Don King is saying that... that's what Groundhog say. Mike Tyson will be coming to... This Russell Vessel got us fucked up for sure. That he's coming to the WWE sometime, maybe WrestleMania, perhaps March 29th. They're working on a deal.
Cross some T's, dot some I's.
That's all you got to do.
Cross some I's, dot some T's, whatever it takes.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Two of the best sports entertaining people, Stone Cold, Mike Tyson.
WrestleMania, Fitz my man, Don King.
Can you have a better storyline at all?
They should have a boxing match, Mark Miro versus Mike Tyson.
Nah, let's do like Bart Gunn versus Butterfield. I know that sounds good.
I think that's next WrestleMania.
Yeah, is that 98 where they do the Brawl for All?
Yeah.
So I was chatting ChatGPT when we were going through episode 100. I just asked ChatGPT what his favorite moments were from 1997, and I said what are the funniest moments in Raw 1997, and he said it was the Brawl for All because so many people got injured.
97?
I know. So one, I thought it was funny that that was his funniest moment, was that people legitimately got hurt. Like, that's interesting.
Fuck
but then,
AI, dude.
But then I would say to AI, I'm like, are you sure that happened in 97? And it would correct. He goes, oh, sorry, that happened in 1998, not 97. And he kept bringing up things like best promo and stuff. And it was like King of the Ring from Stone Cold. You go, is that 97?
This chat GPT just seems like, remember Cha-Cha?
Yeah, I do, vaguely.
It's like a just Cha-Cha, but it's the same thing from 10 years ago when you would text Cha-Cha and it would give you an answer.
Oh, yeah, you had a text Cha-Cha.
Yeah, and it would just be like, I'm going to Google it real quick. Yeah,
two, was it like the letters, like 252 or something?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah. What is the H? 4?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, all right, doesn't matter, Cha-Cha. I forgot about texting Cha-Cha. It's like, it's basically there was Ask Jeeves. Then it was Cha-Cha, now it's ChatGPT.
Yeah, then you got Google this whole time. You figure it all out yourself.
Yeah, there's the I'm feeling
just
lucky.
Just put a little effort in, guys.
Yeah, put a little effort
in. The whole problem.
Yeah. All right, let's talk the final segment here where we have the WWF champion himself, Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, the Showstopper, the main eventer, and he is calling out The Undertaker, and before you know it, Undertaker's music hits, and we get to see the Druids again. Last time it wasn't the Druids, but this is the actual Druids?
I don't think so.
The casket is the same casket where it says, like, suck it, you make the rules,
we break them. They only had budget for one casket, you know?
What's a big casket?
Yokozuna-sized casket.
Yokozuna-sized casket, Ronald McDonald shoe-sized casket.
Or you could fit Triple H and China in there.
Yeah, Precious casket, the girl
who played Precious. Something Sibide.
Mm-hmm. William Howard Taft, I think.
He
did blackface and
WHT, Precious. My boy.
Yeah. He's stuck in the bathtub, Your Honor. All right, and I think Sean has the same expression we do. It's like, are we really doing this segment again? And he thinks
this last week, but also last year.
Triple H is in the casket, but then Triple H and China are at the top of the ramp, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. And then it just ends with the most like, well, if you're up there, then who's down here? I said, who's down here? And then Undertaker. He doesn't repeat himself, but it was very kind of corny, but drags HBK into that casket with them. And, there was a lot of stuff down there. There was a slinky. I saw a yo-yo. There was one of Ronald McDonald's shoes in there.
Yeah.
One of those Cat in the Hat hats.
Left shoe?
Yeah, shoe. Some of the $1 million still left over.
Yeah. Sable.
Sable. There was a lot in that casket. Yeah, that is how the Raw ends. We got Royal Rumble coming up in 2 weeks. Gonna be a good pay-per-view, and then March 29th, WrestleMania.
You know what I forgot about? That Vince isn't on commentary, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
So much better without him.
Well, yeah, now Goldust can be himself.
Finally.
Yeah. Some of that gold substance coming down. Why would we have gold dust? All right, let's wrap this thing up, shall we? Good night.
And God bless wrestling.